Diamond situation.
Oh, boy.
Her Twitter account and her email were hacked this weekend. And now, if I remember correctly, Tammy initially deleted her Twitter account because she was tired of all the negativity that came along with the finale of Basketball Wives, where she absolutely showed out in Tahiti, where she lost her mind.
Yeah.
Well, Tammy now is pleading with police to help her and to help her find the culprit, the person who hacked her account and took over her account and did all the allegedly dastardly things in the tweets. Now, we talked to Tammy earlier in the week, and she talked about all the negativity that went along with her Twitter account, how her Twitter followers actually helped her pull her world together. Listen to this.
I think that I learned a very valuable lesson. You know, people kind of hit me up on Twitter and Facebook and any way they knew how to get in contact with me and weren't very happy, you know, with the way that I handled myself this season. So pulled my coattail, you know, got a lot of things in line, you know, and I'm just hoping that people will let that moment die and, you know, start a new path with Bells.
How many times does she want to start a new path? we had Tammy sit down on the set of The Insider, and my co-anchor looked at me and she was like, she will smash anybody for any reason. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I kind of believe you, because that's the situation. And Tammy is going to move on. She apparently has a new program that she is now pushing. But here's my thing. You can't have that kind of behavior from a person on TV and think that anybody's ever going to forget it. Even Nicki Minaj was tweeting after that finale that she was disgusted by Tammy's behavior.
Wow.
Nicki Minaj is giving you advice, you've got issues. I think that's fair to say. And let me get in one other fact real quick before I have to tip out of here. Vanessa Bryant has landed in London, and she has hit the shopping on Bond Street hard. Now, as you know, Vanessa is very upset. I talked to a source very close to Vanessa that said she was very upset about the pictures that surfaced of Kobe in a Barcelona bar surrounded by two women with his shirt off. So at first it sounded a little weird that Kobe had his shirt off, but it was true. Someone spilled a drink on him. He was waiting for another shirt to come down, and two women who were with other men wandered in.
Kevin,
next to Kobe.
Kevin.
Now let me say, okay,
Kevin,
go ahead.
Can I just ask you, could he not have waited till they brought the shirt? He couldn't have had a little stain on the shirt till they brought a fresh one.
And that is what Vanessa's upset about. She's furious because she says Kobe has made her look bad again. He's put her in national news. Now remember, she's held off on this divorce. Everything's cool because, like I said, she hit Bond Street hard. She has the credit card and she's on the move. She's going to stay in London throughout the Olympics. But the point was is that in this time of social media, when people just pick up their cell phones and take a picture, your head has to be on a swivel if you're famous. It does. It's that simple. You can't go in someplace and get put in a questionable situation and let it go and think it's going to be okay. So somebody took a picture on a camera phone and they're sending it to somebody, and the next thing you know, it'll go viral. Twitter will get you. Twitter is a man or a woman's worst enemy, even when you're not doing wrong. If you know what I'm saying.
I know.
Jay always says the scariest word in the English dictionary is send.
Yeah, it's awful. And let me tell you, somebody in Barcelona couldn't wait to push send.
Absolutely.
And put Kobe Bryant.
And it might have been one of Vanessa's girls. Yeah. We don't even know. It's just
it might have been one of his teammates. But y'all help Tammy Roman, okay?
Yeah, let's pray for her, shall we?
That's for your boycott, Tammy Roman.
Leave Chick-fil-A alone. Every night on The Insider. Every Tuesday on the TJMS.